Thank you for the time we can spend together, and because we're celebrating your resurrection, we know that you are the Christ, you are the God who overcome death, and so that give us the hope and empower with us with the power to live every day. And thank you for this opportunity together to share and to encourage each other. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.
Okay, let's first read the first paragraph of the from the scripture.
好，我们先读一下经文。
It's in Genesis chapter 4, verse 1 to 8.
创世纪四章一到二节。
You will find kind of strange. This is way in Genesis. You know why? Is it having to do with the Easter or resurrection?
你觉得可能有点奇怪啊？这段经文和复活节有什么关系呢
？Okay, let's read together. Okay.
好，我们一起读。有一日，
让和妻
子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的油脂献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华就对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行了好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行了不好，罪就伏在门前，他必厌恶你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他的兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他的兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
This is the first homicide of mankind.
这个是人类的第一个谋杀。
It happened on the second generation.
他是在就人的第二代就开始了。
Now what's wrong with Cain's offering?
那么这个该隐的供物有什么错呢？
He was a farmer and offered his produce from the field.
他就是一个种田的，所以他从田里拿出来供物，供给神。
Abel was a shepherd, so he offered the firstborn and the fat of the lamb.
那么亚伯呢是牧羊的，所以说他把这个羊的头胎这个献给神。
Now what did the law like Abel's offering but not Cain's offering?
为什么神主喜欢亚伯的而不喜欢该隐的供物呢？
Anyone here read this passage feel kind of confused? Kind of
有没有人读过这个就觉得很不理解？
Now in verse 7 there it seems like
我们看看第七节。
Where can I? Is the point
middle?
Okay. The point here, the thing here is that God's telling Cain, if you are doing right, will you not be accepted?
神说了，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳呢？
So it has nothing to do with the offering. It has something to do with what he has been doing.
这个和他的供物没有什么关系，而是他和他平时所做的有关系。
Apparently, Cain has done something that's not pleasing to the law.
很明显的，这个该隐做了一些事情不讨神的喜悦。
So as a consequence, he has talked about, and he's being controlled by sin.
这所以说呢，他就是罪服了他，制服了他。
Now as the story goes, then Cain killed Abel.
所以说故事就继续就是该隐就杀了亚伯。
I mean, most likely is of jealousy. Okay.Of jealousy.
可能是他就是说他的嫉妒吧。
Now, what's the crux of God's accusation here?
那么这个是他的这个控告是中心是什么呢？
That it was revealed in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看看这个希伯来书十一章。
Okay. In verse 4, it says, By faith Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did.
亚伯因着信献祭与神比该隐所献的更美。
By faith he was commended as righteous.
所以说因着这信他得了称义的见证。
And by faith Abel still speaks even though he is dead.
是因着信他虽然死了仍旧说话。
So the crux of this event is faith.
所以说我们今天讲的就是信心。
It's nothing to do with what he produces, what he offered.
和他所献的祭没有什么关系。
He was a farmer. He offered the produce of the land. Nothing wrong.
他把这个他是种田的，所以说他把田里的这个产部供给神，这没有什么错的。
And Abel was a shepherd, so he offered up the lambs.
这个亚伯呢是牧羊人，所以说他献羊。
So what does faith mean?
那么这里面这个信心是什么意思呢
？Simply put, whatever God say, you accept and do as is.
我们简单的说就是说，神说什么你就做什么。
Now why did Abel knows how to offer the way he offered? He offered the firstborn and he offers the lamb of the fat. The fat of the lamb.
亚伯呢就献这个头生的羊和这个羊的自由。
How did he know how to what to offer and how to offer?
他为什么知道怎献什么祭，怎样去献祭呢
？That's a very good chance that God told him this is the way he should offer.
可能是神就告诉他你要怎么样献。
In Old Testament time, whoever comes to God has to make a burnt offering. This is a burnt offering, okay, of animals.
在这个旧约的时代，人到神的面前都要献一个燔祭。
And they take care of their sins first.
所以说你要先解决你罪的问题。
But God may have told both of them, okay, this is the way you offer.
可能神就说你这个是你献祭的方式。
Abel chose to follow God's command order.
所以说呢，亚伯就选择来遵循神的话语。
But Cain chose not to do it. Chose to do it his own way.
但是呢，该隐呢就选择他做用自己的方法做。
But when you look at this, this almost is the essence of the difference between Christianity and other religions.
这可能是就是说基督教和非基督教之间的一个重要的差别。
One is based on the revelation of God.
一个是基于这个神的启示。
The other is based on the ideas of man. I do whatever I want to do.
另外一个是基于人的想法，就是我想做什么就做什么。
That's why all the religions take so many shapes and forms because everyone has a different ideas of how to approach.
所以说，其他的宗教有很多的这个方式形式，所以因为他们自己想做自己的。
Now, just like the conflict between Abel and Cain, there's a conflict between Christianity and other religions today nowadays.
就像亚伯和该隐有冲突，基督教和非基督教也有很多冲突。
Throughout history, each one proclaimed to be the right one.
在这个历史上，你看每一个都说他是自己是对的。
Amaruddin has invited a Muslim pastor, right? Who's a Saudi Arabian man who converted to Christianity, and now he's sharing the gospel with Muslims.
但史密斯就邀请了一个从沙特阿拉伯来的，他原来是穆斯林，现在成了基督徒，来做见证。
And the Muslim children here reciprocate the favor.
然后呢，这个穆斯林的学生呢就回应了。
He also invited Dan to listen to a Christian who converted to be a Muslim.
所以说他们就邀请丹史密斯来去听一个从基督徒变成穆斯林的一个见证。
And he's supposedly used to be a youth pastor, right?
他这个变成穆斯林的人，原来他是一个少年牧师，就是管青少年的牧师。
So who's right, who's wrong?
那谁是对，谁是错的呢
？Like in Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
这个《使徒行传》四章十二节
，Peter proclaimed this statement here.
这个彼得这样讲的
：Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other names under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
It sounds like the Christianity is really exclusive.
你可以看
，cannot accept anything else.
这个基督教是非常排他的，他不接受其他的任何的宗教。
Now in the following chapters, the angel came to release Peter from prison.
我们在这个使徒行传第五章，你看，天使来解救这个谁啊？彼得。
彼得。And then later on, told him that you go to the temple and preach the words of life.
然后他就告诉彼得说你到圣殿里面去再传讲神的道。
So the essence of salvation is not about teaching.
所以说呢这个救恩的这个主要点不是说
教导。
不是讲道。
The essence of Christianity is about Jesus Christ, about life.
他是讲到耶稣基督讲到生命。
It tells us,about that Jesus being the first one to raise from the dead to prove that he has the power to overcome death.
他是第一个从死里复活的人，他有战胜死亡的权利。
It talks about the Jesus that claimed to be God himself.
这个就说耶稣基督他本身就是主，就是神。
He's claimed that he himself is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him.
他就是那道路真理，他就是那生命。若不借着他，没有人能够到父神那里去。
So Christianity is not follow a set of teachings.
这个基督教不是教导 一套理论，一套教导。
It is following the Lord Jesus Christ.
是，而是跟随主耶稣基督。
So Christianity don't have a founder.
所以说呢，基督教本身没有一个所谓的创造人。
Christianity has a savior.
但是我们有一个救主。
Now, often time we hear people come and say, all religions are the same, come on.
你可以听见说，哎呀，所有的宗教都是一样的。
They just teach us to be good.
还教导你怎样做好人呢？
Yes, the Bible also teaches us how to live a life pleasing to God.
圣经确实这样教导我们，教我们做怎样过一个好的生活来讨神喜悦。
But there's one big difference.
但是有一点不同的。
The Bible also tells us that we are not capable to be a good person.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们不可能做一个好人的。
Unless we have this resurrected life from God to empower us.
除非我们有这种复活的生命来使我们复兴。
Without this new life, this resurrected life in you, doesn't matter how good the teachings are, we are not able to do it.
不过如果没有这个复活的生命在里面，不管那个教导怎么好，你都做不出来。
Some of you might object, okay?
你可能不承认这一点。
不同意的。
不同意。
Everyone sees that by the time you see the sign wet paint on the wall, what do you think first?
如果你看见一个油漆未干，你的第一个反应是什么？
You want to touch it, right?
我想摸一摸是不是干的。
And does you see the sign keep off from grass?
你就看看不要踩这个青草地。
What do you do?
你想做什么呢？
You look around and you
你看看周围。
You want to put your foot in there.
然后你就用脚踩一踩。
As a matter of fact, this not only happened to non-believers, it even happened to believers.
这个不但发生在非基督徒身上，也发生在基督徒身上。
In Romans chapter 7, Paul gave an example that the Lord teaches us not to be greedy, not to covet.
保罗在罗马书第七章教导我们，就是引用一个例子，他说神说不可贪婪。
Not only that it won't keep us from being covetous, no?
让我们不要贪念别人。
Because it stimulates us to be greedy.
但是你一看到这个呢，你反而想了，有这个愿望了。
This is our nature, once we rebellious.
这个就是我们的这个真实的这个本性，就是想反抗。
Everyone wants to be good, but they cannot achieve it.
每一个人都想做好人，但是没有一个人能做到。
Unless you have this resurrected life of God in you.
除非你有复活的生命在里面。
Now what is this new life? How can we receive this new life?
那么你怎样能够接受到这样的生命呢？
After Jesus was crucified, he was resurrected on the third day, and that's what we are celebrating right now today.
耶稣被钉死以后第三天复活，也就是我们今天为什么庆祝的原因。
He told his disciples before he went back.
他回到天家之前，他告诉他的门徒。
He said, "I'm go back for your good, because if I don't go back, the Father will not send the Comforter."
他说我来是为了你们的好处。我若不去的话，不走的话，他就不会差派保惠师。
But when I go, the Comforter will come.
我去了以后呢，那个保惠师，那个安慰者就会来的。
This Comforter.Is the new life given by God?
这个保惠师或者翻成这个安慰者，这个是神给你的一个新的生命。
It is the Holy Spirit. It is God Himself.
这个就是神的灵，就是圣灵，就是神他自己。
In other words, you have the God's life in you before you can act out. You can please God. You do things that please God.
你除非你有了这个神的生命在里面，你就不能讨神的喜悦。
And because of this resurrection, Christ proved that He has the power to overcome death.
所以说，借着耶稣的复活，他就向我们证明他有战胜死亡的能力。
And this is eternal life.
这个是一个永恒的生命。
Now I can just stop here and just say conclusion. See, we have the real thing.
我这我就可以完了。我说，嘿，我们的所传讲的是真的。
But if we have the real thing, why people keep rejecting Christianity?
为什么我如果我们讲的是真的，为什么那么多人反对这个基督教呢？
Why so many people don't want to set foot in a church?
为什么人那么多人不想来教会呢？
Now on Acts chapter 1, oh yeah, that's right here.
在《使徒行传》第一章
I think this is part of the Great Commission, okay?
我相信这个是一个大使命的一部分
Okay, it's just another way to put it.
这个就是用不同的方式说出来
And he said, but you will receive power when you, the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力
And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the world.
并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
What did Jesus command his disciples to do?
那么耶稣要他的门徒做什么呢？
What? Oh, no, I mean based on this one, okay? I don't.
他说的是要
you go to Matthew, okay?
就是
I'm not talking about Matthew. How about based on this one? What is
基于这样的这个经文，你觉得神耶稣要你做什么？
Be his witness. What does that mean?
就是做他的见证。那么这个是什么意思呢？
What does that mean? Be his witness.
什么意思？
Testify.
为他做见证。
How?
怎样做？ Bear witness. 就是在身上有他的这个能力，有他的生命。
Just kind of going back and forth. Witness, testify.
这个可能成了一个循环了，就是用答案解释问题。
A lot of people come when I ask you this question, they just say, okay, we share the gospel.
你很多人就说我们来分享这个。
We witness for Christ, we share the gospel.
我们传福音，我们为耶稣做见证。
But here it says, be my witness.
但是耶稣说，做我的见证。
What it means is that when they see you, they see Jesus Christ.
这个意思就是说，他们看见你的时候，就看见了耶稣基督。
Jesus asked his disciples to be his representatives.
耶稣让他的门徒作为他的代言人。
Whenever you see them how they behave, they think that Christ behaves the same way.
他看见基督徒这样做，他就人们就相信耶稣是这样做的。
It's just like the word Christian, right?
就像我们是基督徒。
In Acts, talk about Christian, the term Christian.
在这个使徒行传讲到这个基督徒这个词。
What it means is little Christ.
这个名词基督徒就是小基督的意思。
These guys talk about Jesus, talk about they follow Jesus, talk about Jesus all day long. So look at this, this is a little Christ.
这个人就在一直在讲基督徒，基督徒，实际上就在讲基督，这是小基督。
So this is what it is. You representing Christ, be a witness of Christ.
这个就是说你做耶稣基督的这个代言人，做他的代表，做他的见证。
So if we have the right, we claim that, proclaim that we have the right thing, we have this resurrected life in us, so live it out.
好，我们说了，我们说的事情是真的，我们有圣灵，有复活的生命在里面，然后我们就应该活出来。
Let the world see Jesus indeed is living in you.
让世界的上的人看见耶稣住在你里面。
We spend a lot of time to study strategies for church growth.
我们教会很多时候我们就在商讨一个策略，怎样来让教会增长复兴。
But if you look at the explosive growth of the Jerusalem church at that time, it's very simple.
但是你看看那个那个时候的这个耶路撒冷教会，你看他们的方法是非常简单的。
In Acts, okay, the author Luke kind of give a conclusive summary at a certain stage.
你可以在这个《使徒行传》那个路加这个作者，他就用了一个很总结性的语言这样说。
Every time he calls some events and then he conclude a little bit, you know, of the status of the church.
他就讲这个教会的事件的时候，他就用一个总结性的话来这样说。
And this is the first conclusion of at that stage.
在这个是第一个阶段的一个总结性话语。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
Every day,
他们天天同心合意、诚切地在店里，
且
在家里掰饼，存着欢喜，诚心地用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Notice here, enjoy the favors of all the people.
他们得到众民的喜爱。
Apparently, their practice not only influenced the people in the church.
他们很明显的，他们不是对教会的人有影响。
That service is also getting out of the church to all the people around them.
所以他们的服侍呢，也到了教会外面，到了周围的会众，到周围的人。
They are serving the people outside the church also.
这个就是包括外面的人。
And in chapter 5, there's another conclusion here.
第五章有一个小的总结。
The apostles, let's read together, okay?
我们一起来做。主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗，
其余的人，
其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们，信而归主的人越发增添，连男带女很多。
Every time you talk about the church growth here, what's the condition?
他们的这个，他们讲到这个。教会增长的时候，他们的这个条件是什么呢
？They were what? Highly regarded.
他们 highly regarded 啊，在中
they were,
百姓越来尊重他们，
尊重他们。OK. So what's the outsider's church, attitude towards the church at that time?
那么那个时候呢，教会外的人对教会的人的态度是什么样的呢
？They like the church.
他们喜欢教会。
They respect the church.
他们尊重教会。
Is it a surprise then the church grew like crazy?
这个是你们很惊奇吗？这个教会增长了这么快。
Well, come someone respect you and they like you. Of course, they want to join you.
人家来喜欢你，人家尊重你，人家肯定来加入你。
Because they live our life to be the witness of Jesus Christ.
因为他们活出了一个见证耶稣基督生命的这个生命。
Paul and his priest to the church in Thessalonica.
保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦讲这个前书
一章第四节到五节
第一章第四节到五节
Let's read together, okay?
我们一起来读被神所爱的弟兄啊我知道你们是蒙拣选的因为我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语也在乎全能和圣灵并充足的信心正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人
Paul mentioned here the gospel is never just about words
保罗在这里说福音不光是讲言语
but what
还要讲什么呢
but power
还讲到能力全能
Holy Spirit
圣灵
and deep conviction
还有充足的信心
and you know how we know how we live among you for your sake
我们是在你那里是怎样行事为人的
So the gospel is always words
这个福音是
话语 And on top of that what?
在话语之上呢
Power
能力全能
The Holy Spirit
圣灵
Conviction
信心
And the way you live
还有你活出来的生活方式
To demonstrate that the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to live out this resurrected life.
所以说你就可以见证这个复活的生命。
Now today we are celebrating Easter and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们今天来庆祝这个耶稣基督复活，今天是复活节。
Let us not celebrate only once a year.
我们不要光是一年庆祝一次。
It's supposed to celebrate every day because every day you are supposed to live out the resurrected life in you.
我们应该每天都庆祝，因为每天你都应该活出。这个复活的大人来。
Ricky, can you pray for us?
Uh-huh. 好，我们祷告。天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的救恩，感谢你的圣灵今天在我们的里面。这是我们能够为你服侍的来源求主你真的纪念我们得救以后我们凭着信心为你所摆上的服侍为右金环教会献上我们的感谢真的神不是我们有什么好处我们能够做得到的是完全是神你爱我们的缘故我们愿意顺从你按照耶稣基督的命令吩咐真的 因为看到经历到耶稣基督对我们的爱，我们只有能够用我们的爱心来做一个回应。所以感谢主，感谢主，你今天给我们这个我们非常非常特别的一天。也希望我们好像 Steve 刚才说，不只是在今天庆祝复活节，乃是复活节变成我们生命的最宝贵的一部分。我们将祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。John, you want to come back up here?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to start out with a question for all of you. How many of you have seen the grace of God this morning?
我想问个问题，就是多少人看见过神的恩典？
I saw
今天早上。
I saw the grace of God.
我看见了。
Yeah, my granddaughter, Grace.
啊，因为我的这个孙女就叫恩典。
I know on Easter especially, our focus is to be on the Lord, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, but I have to confess my focus for the time that she was up on stage was on Grace.
啊，我知道今天应该你的注意力是在复活的主耶稣，但是我今天的注意力还是在恩典。